case number 11103, John C. and Adelia V. Lehigh, north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, east of Blueville Drive, being lot 40 within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is John Leahy of Silver Spring, Maryland.
Thank you.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti. I represent Mr. and Mrs. Leahy. And one correction I wanted to point out when I was preparing for tonight, I noticed that on the original application we made, we indicated the date the property was acquired. We showed September 15th, 1983, and that was with the previous owner, Mr. and Mrs. Lewis, acquired the property. Mr. Leahy acquired the property this year. And the Lewis is originally, Mrs. Lewis originally was going to be filing for the variance. However, given her health and a stroke, she was not able to do that, and her husband had died as well. We're seeking really three variances, and what I've given you is a copy, copies of the picture showing the home from both of the left and the right side, and I think that'll give you some a better view than the survey. And the home itself was, to my knowledge, was constructed in 1983, or prior to that time period. If you look at that, if you look at the home, the issue that came up and why we got here was that the shed itself was the first focal point. And what had happened 2 years ago, the Lewises were cited for having the shed being located on the neighbor's property on lot 39 when they were doing some construction. And they communicated with your office or with the Planning and Zoning Office, and Mrs. Lewis and her husband moved the shed off the property, and they really didn't take steps to move forward to seek a variance at that time, and there was some miscommunication. And when I handled the settlement, I noticed the location of the shed and called it to her attention, and she said it had been worked out, which obviously it had not been. And at that point, we realized that the home itself also, when it was placed on the lot and they got their building permit, it actually violated the setbacks as well. So it's been an ongoing one since at least 1983. So the if you look at the left side of the home, based upon the drawing, the simpler survey attached, you'll see that the home is located 7.1 feet from the property line and 7.2 towards the rear with the 10-foot setback. And then we also have the steps, which are located 3.25 feet from this. We need a variance because they're located, I guess it's 1.75 feet from the property line, on that. And then the shed location is almost on the property line. It's 0.6 feet and also 1 foot. So we're really seeking the three variances. And the hardship of the location of the home and the shed were not created by the Leahys, and it really came about as when I was handling the settlement on their behalf. And we're seeking those variances so that the home can stay in its existing location and as well as the shed. The actual variances we're seeking were not, these hardships were not created or created by the applicant. And in fact, many of the homes in this community have the shed location, and the homes are located in an area in which they're close to the property line, so it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the variances we're seeking are the minimum that will accord relief because the home is existing, it's there, and that's all we're seeking is to keep that home in its current location. And we feel it won't adversely affect any adjacent property owners as well. And it would be a hardship to move the home at this point as well. Clay, do you have any other questions, or do you confer what I've said?
That is everything you said. Right,
thank you. Any questions from the board?
Other questions from the board members?
Can you, let me ask you this question. You know, we like to keep the variances the way the county has presented them to you, okay? So that means that would be a 10-foot or a 5-foot side yard for the shed, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
So you're saying that was missed, or someone didn't notice that when you first were applying for it, or?
Oh, no, the shed location, that really came about. That was the first issue that came up, and when I noticed the location of the shed, I called it the attention of the seller, Mrs. Lewis, and she had said, "Oh, that was handled." I said, "Well, you would have had gotten a variance," and
right. That's
when she supplied the letters which I attached to the application.
Okay.
But then when she showed me the, when I showed her the survey, I said, "But there's other issues. You have the issues of the dwelling's location." And she said, "Well, the dwelling's been there when they purchased it together with the shed," and then I discovered that she had moved the shed. She actually moved it onto the property, so it really wasn't that current location. It really was on the neighbor's property. And she had moved it when the Smilax brought the property, lot 39. And that's how it came to the attention of where the location of the shed was, and that's why I showed the communication. So she said the shed was in that location from the time she purchased it in 83 and wasn't aware of that.
Is the shed on a concrete slab or anything?
I believe it's on a slab, yes.
So you're saying that it'd be a hardship to move that shed?
Well, to move it, it would actually, if we moved it, then it's going to, if you look at the picture, that's why I wanted to give you the pictures. If we move the shed to really meet those requirements, it's going to go right in front of the steps, coming down from the deck. So it's trying to move that shed where we could get it on the property, I think would create an issue.
How much distance is there from the shed to the sidewalk and shed to the driveway?
Yeah.
We've got, well, on the property side, it's 1 foot. If you look at the distance, if you look back at the deck, you'll see a dimension of eight and a half feet, and then you've got another.
That wasn't my question. My question is, how close is the shed to the sidewalk, and how close is the shed to the driveway?
I don't have those coordinates. I don't have the coordinates based on what the surveyor supplied to me.
From what I'm seeing here, that you could move the shed forward, move it to the side, forward to give you room for the steps. You've got room there. Is that correct? You tell me if I'm wrong.
Well, the ramp leads up the door to the shed is on the side facing the side.
Okay.
The ramp to the door, the ramp, the distance from the door's little ramp to the sidewalk is about 0 inches. I think it's flush.
So in other words, moving it forward wouldn't relieve you from the sidewalk.
Moving it forward would not change its relationship to the sidewalk.
That's right. Okay.
Are there any other questions from members of the board?
I have one more. Your landing there, your step. you have a landing there?
We're talking about on the left side of the property, or on
correct
the,
on the north side.
I think
the landing
the
or
left,
just
on the left
steps?
Side. Looking at the property, I think just the steps coming down. Isn't the steps coming
the
down?
Steps coming down. I don't believe there's any landing. No.
If you look at the picture, I don't believe there is one.
Okay.
On the left side.
All right, that answers that question. Thank you.
Just for clarification, I believe we're talking about the red shed in the second picture, correct?
That's correct. That's the red shed. That's right. Okay. And it was discovered when the new home was built on the property, when the neighbor got the survey and then discovered the location of the shed back in 2010.
Okay. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Or, of course, Mr. Sharp. Chair, hearing no other questions, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Any correspondence?
No correspondence, sorry.
Anyone here in opposition to the application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Call one more time for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11103 for the following reasons. I can understand the applicant not wanting to move that shed due to the sidewalk being there, and it wasn't created by the applicant, I don't believe, when they moved the shed. It was already encroaching over the line, and the steps, it's got to make access to somewhere in the back there, and from what I can see, that's what they're doing. And the dwelling is placed there on a 50-foot lot, and based on the statements that have been made with the for Mr. Leahy, I would say that there's uniqueness to the property, that the applicant hasn't caused a practical difficulty in the fact that to move the shed, right? But she did not know that she had to have it 5 feet from the line.
That's correct. That is correct.
Okay. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Most sheds down there are encroaching most of the time. And the request of the variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. And by roll call vote, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, for the reasons that were stated. So the motion is carried 4-0.
Thank you so much. Thank you.